What's the deal? It's your boy Jay with 6 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. I got my man Tommy here. What's good, bro?
What's happening, cuz?
Yo, I'm telling y'all, today gonna be a solid episode. We decided to basically debate on a topic that came up. I didn't get to watch the show yet, but I did see it come through my feed. It was The Shop, and Nelly was on The Shop, and he says something that at first I thought was outrageous, but he might have been on to something when he said that his generation of artists was the hardest generation to go platinum because they had him, Luda, 50, Jay Wayne. Who else was in that era? Ja Rule was even early in that era. Yep. It was a lot of artists going platinum. And it was like thinking, maybe he's on to something, maybe he's not. But one thing I will tell you is a lot of those artists were super pop. And I don't know if that's something to be happy about when it comes to this boom bap music, but it was partially the reason that hip hop was able to spread across so many borders, because that's when I believe hip hop really took it to the next level when it came to like being mainstream art form. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's definitely a good thought pattern, because I don't think it's any other generation that had it just like that.
Nelly might be the poster boy for that shit.
Hell yeah, he is. He underlay, mommy, uh-oh.
Hey, yo, get the party.
Bro, when Nelly came out, Country Grandma, I bought it too. That album, I had the bootleg of it. I didn't buy the real one. But that album, that whole, like, it was a dope album. Like, and Nelly ain't, like, I like the album for, like, the beat structure. He definitely put St. Louis on the map. Really knew no rappers from St. Louis. I still don't know any rappers from St. Louis. Only other one was Chingy, which I didn't even know they were beefing. You know what I mean? But, like, he really had a sound that was unique to him. And from, like, his second album was tough, too. With that, I used to like that song, Pimp Juice. That was a tough song. Like, he had a couple of songs out of the second one that was dope. And he brought out the St. Lunatics. Even though he was the only one that was hot on the group, because the dude with the mask was kind of whack. And then we all knew who Murphy Lee was. But other than that, like, Nelly did create a sound that I could say was definitely, like, the face of that 2000 movement. His album went diamond. Like, that's something to be really, that's some accolades that not a lot of artists went. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, I'll tell you this. He was the face of that pop. Now, bar for bar, I'm not saying that Nelly was the hottest rapper. He did beef with KRS-One because he kept calling himself number one, and the KRS was like, yo, I'm KRS-One. You can't call yourself number one. You can't even beef with KRS-One. Like, what are you doing, bro? That's the KRS-One. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. Hip-hop historian. He's a legend in the game. So maybe Nelly would, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, and it's funny because a lot of artists, and I did a whole podcast on that. He be for, because it was the Casanat shit, when he was talking about how the new artists, like, the, yo, how to kill a mic when, you know what I mean? Like, these new artists listen to certain music, and they think that that's the all music. And I know hip-hop is a younger generation music, but I'm not taking no advice from a generation that only been on the planet for 25 years. Like, are you serious? There's way more people that have been here longer that is going to agree on the other hand than this group that's only from, like, age 13 to, like, 25.
I got no issue with the, you know, being cool with what your generation's music is. But I think, you know, especially look at the KRS-One shit, I do think it is something to acknowledge that we don't. Rappers, when they get in old age, get treated like, they don't get treated like rappers who get old, or artists who get old in other genres.
Nah, they don't even get no love.
They don't get no love.
Bob Dylan gets love. The Rolling Stones, go down the list, like, they all get love. Like, and it is true, like, our generation, our music form is a music form of pure competition, and the best way you could tell somebody's, say that somebody's whack, is to say, yo, you old, man. What you old? Which is weird because older people know more. Like, they've been around longer.
Saying you old ain't really, shouldn't be an insult.
That's literally what Constance and I said. Like, you old, man. You ain't, about Joe Buttons. And it's weird. Like, Joe Buttons is like he's almost like a beacon of people from a generation that is sort of like, even with his podcast, is like always saying things that might ruffle feathers. But he is staying true to the core of what hip-hop is. So he's not going to sit here, and they might say he's hating it sometimes. I don't really think he's hating when it comes to a lot of things. I just think he's speaking his mind.
People be real sensitive, man.
Yeah, like...
You bring your opinion and you hate it.
Every time.
But some of the old heads do be hating, though. You know? And I'll just say that on the flip side. Like, some of them do hate. Like, we can respect the elders, but the elders got to understand, too. Like, they didn't, you know. There's no rules.
It is no rules.
There's no rules to this shit.
It's a lot of hip hop now is just straight the same type of rules that was given before. It's the same type of rules that is given now, and it really ain't no rules. I'll say this when it comes to the hip hop that I grew up on, it was usually, I think the early 90s hip hop, that golden era hip hop, was so much. Like, giving respect to the 80s hip-hop. And then the 2000s was giving respect to the 90s hip-hop. And then 2010s giving respect to the 2000s hip-hop. But they don't go back to the... I would say the 90s because that was the part of hip-hop, in my opinion. That was, like, the part where hip-hop finally was able to be publicly accessed. Everybody knew hip-hop was starting to play on the radios. You saw it on Yo MTV Raps. It started to be a genre of music that people were honestly saying, this is a music form. And then that era, I feel like, is always going to be respected at a certain level, even when it comes to, like, arguments. Like, I don't think, people might say Jay is whack, but I think he's still respect for who he is generations.
I think that as time passes, we are going to start seeing older artists get that respect, though. Like, I can't imagine people just starting to hate on Snoop Dogg.
For
no reason.
Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Rest of them is like, yo, they the core of it. Like, people understand how powerful and important they are. But it's weird because if you ask a young kids, like, yo, who's Rakim? They might heard of songs before, but are they going to be really know who he is? Like, if Biz Markie, you know, you could go down a list of people, right? Are they really gonna know, like, yo, oh yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I might not have a full clear understanding of what they did for hip hop. And I think that's when we get back to this whole concept of the whole Nelly thing. That movement was a movement that a lot of the generation now can, they might have not been around for it, but they can understand. Or do you think these kids even knew who Nelly was?
I think kids know who Nelly was. I just don't think they know, they might not necessarily know songs from these guys. Like, I think they know who these people are because rappers are having a lot better, you know, post-game, you know, exit strategies now, you know. Joe, he's doing pods, you know.
That's
true.
I saw
Fat Joe was on Wendy Williams. Like, you know, they start hitting up on TV. They might not have never heard a Fat Joe song, but they know who Fat Joe is.
Nah, it's true.
They might not know 50 songs, but they know 50 Cent is because he's always on the ground making fun of niggas. He made Power, you know.
They might, yeah, and that's the funny thing. They'll be known for what they did that's outside of hip-hop.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know how much they'll be known for what they did within hip-hop, unless there's somebody like, do you think Snoop is known? Like, if you ask the kid, yo.
I think Snoop the most popular rapper of all time.
It is true. He's super popular. You think they know his songs?
they might know one or two, but we'll just say no.
Yo, Snoop, what's the song? You know, the one he says. The one that said gin and juice. Like, kids. But it's weird because, like, this is crazy. So I was at the crib, and this is just a story on another topic. And Simone, right? Your niece, she's, what's Simone age? 12?
Nah, she's about like 14.
14? So I'm playing Ron Artest. You know
I love that song.
Yo, I'm playing this song, right? And I'm like, because I really bang with the Detroit artists. I like how they flow. They remind me of like I was saying before, they remind me of South and West Coast rappers merged. because how they flow. And she was like, yo, is that Ron Artest? I love this song. I was like, oh, word? I was like, yo, you listen to Babyface Ray? Yo, I really like Babyface Ray. And then, you know, the other girl, Flo Milli?
Yeah.
She did this. She rapped on it, right?
Yeah, and I mean, her version's a missile, too.
And you know what I mean? It's maybe the beat or something, you know what I mean? But it was cool when, because I was like, yo, there is a something to say about this certain artist that the new generation is listening to. Now, if I put on Wu-Tang, she probably ain't gonna know what that is. But certain artists, like, that's the dope thing about hip-hop. You know what I mean? And that's what I like about it more than anything. Like I like that much about it because a lot of people can go. And if we do think about the whole Nelly, maybe he was on to something because they did have a solid bangers. Did 50's probably going to be known as one of the greatest rappers of all time just because controversy. He came out during that time.
And one of the craziest runs ever.
Crazy runs. And he's still doing stuff now. You know what I mean?
But I guess as far as hardest to go platinum, I don't know, man. Because on the flip side, someone could say it was the easiest ever to go platinum because niggas ain't going platinum. They weren't going platinum for a while.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I think now with the streaming, I think stuff
kind of flawed the numbers.
Came back up a little bit. But the numbers been flawed. People weren't buying CDs. You know?
That's true. You weren't buying. At that time, that's the internet boom. A lot of stuff was flawed on mad different levels. I look at it LimeWire was everybody started downloading LimeWire. There wasn't no, what's even crazier now is, all these Drake records. All the records he's breaking and things he's doing. How flawed is his stuff? Could he have still sold those many records?
I believe he could.
Do you think now? Do you think Drake is equivalent to Nelly at that time?
I think that's not really a bad comparison.
You know what I mean? Because Nelly was making a lot of bangers, and the women loved him. That's how his records sold. I'll say that he was way more of a rapper than Drake was.
Cause really?
Nelly ain't sing. Nelly made a lot of songs on R&B artists. You know what I mean? Like Nelly and Kelly.
But then again, I've heard Drake rap circles around. I don't want to compare him that way, but I've seen Drake rap.
Skillfully, Drake to me is a better rapper than Nelly. But when I say Drake don't lean into being a rapper. Drake leans more to be an R&B. He can just rap. It's like Drake, when I listen to Drake now, I ain't trying to lie to you, bruh, and it might sound crazy. I'm almost to the point where I don't even look at Drake as a rapper, bro. I look at almost not as crazy as Chris Brown raps sometimes and he does R&B for the most. But yo, Drake really this his last album, he had to put rap songs on it when he dropped the other one. Cause he sung the whole album, right? So it's But I know that's what the generation likes. This generation.
But he also likes did that. It. And you know, I think we also kind of seeing a little bit of a, I don't want to say renaissance, because I don't think we're there yet. But I do think the average listener now is starting to want more.
From their artists.
Yeah, I think that is starting to happen.
It's weird because what's the dude you like? His name Yeet.
Yeet, yeah.
Yeet. I was listening to his stuff, right? I'm just always trying to get tapped into all the new stuff. And that generation that is, the him, right? Because Yeet's not your generation. Or is he younger?
Nah, he younger, bro.
He younger. You just tapped into it.
Yeah, now, I just hear it.
Now, crazy, I was at work, and I was driving with a few people. They young kids, 20, 21 on my job. And they brought them up. It was like, yo, Yeet, I like Yeet. They was talking about him a lot. And I was like, oh. So they 2021. I'm like, oh, so he must be for that generation. They up and they artists that they all banging to.
Yeah.
Who else do you think is at that time that you could probably compare to, at this movie?
At this era, it's tough because I'm not even I get more and more out of touch.
Because it's like Little Durk, all them people, Babyface Ray.
Well, I consider that more into my generation now.
But they're still making music. So would you say Icewear Vezo, or are these just artists that are older that is finally pop now?
I mean, Some artists are late bloomers.
Cause I was thinking about it. Cause I'm like, well, would there ever be if Nelly's talking about people going platinum? Well, if it's would there ever be an era like that?
I think that's what I was about to get to. I don't really think so, bro. Cause like, yeah, I get why he said that because of the competition aspect, right? You do have to compete with Jay, Wayne, all these other people.
Yo, so it was
from that perspective, I understand exactly.
Bro,
what he
it
said.
Was a tough time. That 2004, 2005, 2006.
Like, so from that perspective, I agree. But I also think like nowadays it's hard to go platinum because, like I said, people not buying shit.
It's crazy when you think about that move. That time, got so pop that artists really were just making pop. Rappers were not rapping. They were only trying to make pop songs. Like, if you think about it, like, that's why the junk got so watered down, because then all the dancing songs came out. And that dancing movement, remember, like, yo, they get, what's his name? Soulja Boy. Yo, and he created a whole genre of kids that just wanted to dance and make these cheesy pop songs. Like,
I knew the dance.
Everybody was dancing. Yeah. Walk it out. Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, it was. That was the like dance me. Song
it
era.
It was. And that's the era that came right after that. And then you would say that era came right after that because hip hop really turned to be hip hop at that time. We did it. We got a balance. Like, it balanced itself out. Where I think it balanced itself out with the next one when you get the Kendricks, the Coles, the Wale. And I think they balanced it out because they were like, you know what, bruh? We can't do this. Like, we got to rap. Like, we need to rap. And because I really hated that movement. Like, it was every song was a dance song. Like, every single song, bruh. It was so many one hit wonders, man. Everybody was trying to make a dance song. Mad one hit wonders. So, nah, it's cool, man. This is like really a good conversation. And I think, like, even when you think about, like, you might be like crazy if you think about even other people that was at that time that you did not really think about because they didn't make a lot of pop. And Dipset was out during that time. Would you say Dipset was earlier?
Dipset was earlier.
But they were having a run, though. They were having Max B was starting to bubble up, which moves to the singing because Max B created the wave. It's weird because people don't think about it, but Max B created the wave. And that wave lasted for so... It's still lasting now. But people forget that he was the one that created that singing wave. I think Drake capitalized, but Drake was after Max B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I first heard Drake in 09 when he got on the Ransom joint.
Oh,
with
yeah,
Lil Wayne, so
yeah.
I'm trying to think of the timeline. Yeah. But I know Wiz always credits Max for the singing shit.
Yeah, Max, Matt, all of them. Shit. Every rapper that sings now needs to credit Max. But then you also think after that, during that time, so you think T-Pain was out at that time? Or that was after?
Yeah, well, T-Pain was like in that, I don't know, because the dance era lasted kind of long, bro, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it lasted that long. Because
I kind of think when Crank That came out, that was like, oh, wait-ish. And then there was mad dance songs that came out. So that dancing song kind of went into like 2010.
It's like, just weird. Like, the dancing stuff really, in my opinion, really hit on a different level of corniness in hip-hop. Yo, it was so corny. Everybody was corny.
You seen the Boondocks, right? When they was talking about Uncle Ruckus' life story, and they was playing the game, said, "I just catch you having fun."
That's your bar. That was corny. It was like dancing all the time. I'm like, this is corny. You know what I mean? But look, man, this has been a cool conversation, y'all. I hope y'all really enjoyed it. This whole conversation of was Nelly right on platinum artists, man. Yo, and maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but it was a cool debate to have. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it as always, bro. You know what I mean? And as always, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm and poetry is hip-hop soul, excellence, and the culture. And in due time, we're going to take over. Peace. I'm getting better with my...